This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, July 26th, brought to you by the American Sugar Alliance. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Well, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit today issued an order vacating most of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's 2022 denials of petitions for small refinery exemptions from renewable fuel standard obligations. The court remanded those petitions to EPA for further proceedings. In a joint statement from the Renewable Fuels Association, Growth Energy, and the American Coalition for Ethanol, the group said they were disappointed with the court's action on dozens of small refinery exemptions, saying, quote, EPA's decision in 2022 to deny the petitions was well-reasoned, based on sound economic analysis, and consistent with both the Clean Air Act and the objectives of the renewable fuel standard. We will evaluate our next steps, which may include seeking further review of the decision. The court's opinion remains under seal and is unavailable for public review. The National Farmers Union favors the Senate Appropriation Committee's Fiscal Year 25 Commerce, Justice, Science funding bill. Unlike the House-approved measure that cuts funding, the Senate version provides robust funding for the Department of Justice Antitrust Division and restored a critical component of the Merger Filing Fee Modernization Act that had been rescinded in the Fiscal Year 24 funding bill. NFU's Aaron Shire says their members want the Department of Justice to have the financial resources to do its job.
Farmers Union wants to make sure that the Department of Justice's Antitrust Division has the resources it needs to fully enforce our nation's antitrust and pro-competition laws and take on anti-competitive mergers that can harm family farmers and ranchers when they occur, and to address the monopoly problems that we see in our economy.
NFU says it will continue advocating for Congress to adopt the Senate approach and fully fund the DOJ Antitrust Division and restore the MFFMA. More than 300 agriculture groups sending a letter to the Environmental Protection Agency calling for regulators to work with stakeholders and reform its Endangered Species Act process for pesticides. 318 organizations said pesticide users will face significant and costly restrictions without reform. The groups also charged the agency may not be living up to its own legal obligations in determining credible risk to endangered species. Alan Meadows chairs the regulatory committee of the American Soybean Association and says they want regulations that are effective and reasonable.
Make it in a way where that growers can use the products that we need to use in a way that's reasonable. We want EPA to be able to be compliant with endangered species. We know they've got to be under law. We're just asking them to help us in a way that makes it where that's feasible, and you know, that the different mitigation risks that they put in, it is stuff that we can apply and do in a way that is not too costly, not too prohibitive in the things that we're trying to do.
Meadows says some recent EPA data wasn't accurate on the presence of protected species.
We had some very broad, high-level maps. Let's take the Enlist registration. You know, last year, when it come out, it covered a very large area, you know, that was going to be restricted. Through time and different science, they were able to greatly reduce that size where, you know, that Enlist couldn't be used. I think we've got to do that through a lot of these other herbicides as well.
Meadows says overregulation is a threat to farms overall.
We've got to continue to be able to farm under these regulations that are being passed down. Some of them, I mean, frankly, it just makes it really hard. There's so many burdens that come along with some of the implementation that it's just, one, I mean, it can be just plain cost prohibitive at some point.
The group say that data is available to EPA that they're not using that would provide more accurate picture of how pesticides affect species. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Sugar Alliance. U.S. sugar policy is critical to American food security. U.S. sugar policy allows American farmers and sugar producers to keep grocery store shelves stocked with American-made sugar, supports more than 151,000 jobs, and contributes $23.3 billion in annual economic activity. Learn how bipartisan support for sugar in the Farm Bill benefits every American at sugaralliance.org. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.